just address the wide receiving core and then also Josh Gordon's statement that it's the best in the NFL?
They're doing well, working hard each and every day. Still a long way to go. I know there was a statement being made, but I don't pay attention to a lot of that stuff. And so receivers are like that. They like to be confident in what they're doing. And so I welcome that. But at the same time, you have to go on the field and you have to prove it. You have to do it. And so but he's working hard. The guys are working hard. So steadily making that progress. So we're just trying to get a little bit better than we were yesterday. So,
well, what can you do to help Corey Coleman be the receiver everybody thinks he should be?
You just got to keep working at it. And that's the biggest thing that he does. He comes in early. He works hard. He's taking notes. He's doing the little things. Just learning the route techniques, things of that nature. Just exercising, doing the things that, he does well and expound on that and just kind of tweaking some things. But mentally, just being in there, he's chomping at the bit. He wants more. And so it's just a progression each and every day.
What's his skill set and his set? What's his skill set and his potential?
The skill set is that, he's a guy who can make plays, down the field. And so you have to utilize that. So right now, just installing the offense, that's the thing. With the new coordinator, new quarterbacks, things of that nature, it's not like we're out there scheming or game planning for a particular opponent. So we're just trying to make sure that the guys – have the install in, and so there's a progression to it. So at times we may work a backed up scenario like yesterday or a red zone scenario where we're running plays and not necessarily receivers are getting a lot of attempts at that time. But right now, doing the things that we want him to do, he's coming along.
When you guys drafted Antonio Callaway, John Dorsey came down and said one of the reasons he thought this organization could handle a guy who's had some off the field troubles is you. And he said the same thing about Josh Gordon. What makes you able to deal with guys and pad some issues?
Well, the biggest thing is that, I've been fortunate enough to coach 10 years in college, then go to the NFL, then come back to college, then back into the NFL and transition. And so learning how guys learn and being that, it's a little different. Coaching at LSU and then coming back to the pros has really helped me with the whole recruiting and how guys are. I have a master's in education and structural technology. And so just kind of adapting to the way the guys are and understanding that everybody's different, but you have to meet them to where they are, and try to reach them. And so it's more of a peer inspiration than more than such a coach. So it's more interactive. And so really the group polices themselves. I oversee and through Coach Jackson and through Coach Haley, they give the directions. And so I just enforced it. The directions, and so they really police themselves, and so it's a little different. It's hard to explain, but it's a little different.
But it's something you feel you're good at. I mean, that's a strength.
Yes.
You really
yes.
Know.
Do you consider Callaway a project or a guy who can help this team in September?
Right now, going through some things. Right now, he's a guy that we're looking forward to helping us, but I can't say that at this point. But again, he has a lot of work and a long way to go, but. That's why we drafted him, to come in and help this team.
And Miami Landry was kind of pigeonholed as a slot receiver. And yet out here, it looks like any one of those guys could be in the slot.
Yes.
Any given play.
That's the great thing about Coach Haley and his offense. So guys have to know different spots. And so we're going to utilize guys where they're at. And so right now, we're just installing. But those necessary formations and moving guys around – so we can exploit matchups and one-on-ones. And so that's what we're doing at this point, just getting the base down. And once we get the base down and where we're supposed to be and how we're going to line up, and then now we can game plan for opponent and do those things and take advantage of it.
So we should see Landry outside.
Inside and outside. He's a receiver. Everybody on this team plays receiver.
How involved are you with? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You go way, way back, obviously, with Landry.
Yes.
Just wondering, what are you seeing of him out here? It looks like he's having a great OTAs, and do you feel like maybe the best is yet to come?
Most definitely. He's still a young player, and the best is yet to come. He's made some strides and had a great career so far in Miami and catching the ball. And that's the biggest thing that he does. He's a guy who has a big catch radius and also has a great football IQ and picking up the offense. It's not too many times like yesterday he turned around and asked a question about a play, but you kind of get startled by it, but because he's very photogenic and looking at, plays and things of that nature, so he's ingrained that way.
How involved are you with Josh Gordon in terms of keeping him on the field and away from that next, you know,
Just talking to him each and every day and being there for him and understanding where he's at. You know, we all are people and human too. So in college, you know, you see a lot of it. You see a lot of it in pros and transition, even myself growing up, seeing it all around me. So just trying to, you know, just be there and just – he's a guy who's very receptive, of course. You know, once you first come in, it's about the meet and the greet and the transition. So that relationship is developing and growing as, you know, each and every day. So
how do you feel about what you see?
I feel good at this point. But, again, every day is a new day. So, you know, the most important thing as a coach for me is I try to win the day and then just stack wins and I worry about it when, you know.
When it's done. One more, Adrian, you know, OBJ, his players are not very different. One's faster than the other. But other than that, it appears they're similar. How about?
A little. They're different. It depends on what you want.
Okay,
they're
what
different.
I'm getting to is personality-wise, they seem bigger difference. How would you characterize each?
Bigger difference? I don't. They both play with a lot of emotion. They play with a lot of.
OBJ's had a lot of thoughts of field issues, and it doesn't appear that Landry has.
He's a little different. Again, you know, having him in college and then transition and see, even going to the other team. Not knowing how big he was. I mean, you know, OBJ, you know, he was, I didn't realize. I was in San Francisco at the time. But it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of things that go on. But Jarvis has handled it real well. He's doing, you know, he's doing well, progressing. So they're different, but they're the same.
Do you expect Landry's yards per catch average to increase in this offense?
It should. It should because Coach Haley loves chunk plays and throwing it down the field and getting the guys in the right situations. And so that's not something I really worry about because the first couple of years, Jarvis was a punt returner. So, I mean, he returned punts. So, and he had a great average doing that.
You inherited a couple of guys, you know, a couple of recent draft picks in Rashard and Ricardo. How are they coming along, and do you anticipate them really making a push to remain on the team?
They're doing well. I'm excited about them. Of course, Ricardo hasn't done much team activity thus far, but Rashard's doing a great job, you know, for us learning it. He's very detailed and taking notes and wanting to do the right things and, you know, little things that just having a plan for him and he takes that really, really well and trying to do the things that we want him to do. So I look forward for him. I mean, it's been a pleasant surprise with both of them. They also stay after the meeting, and if they have any questions, not to hold the group up. And so they're going to make sure they get their questions answered or anything else. So, but very engaged and very, very good so far.
We've seen Josh at his best, obviously, but it was a few years ago. In terms of talent, just what you see on the field from him and Odell, I mean, where is Josh?
He's a great talent. He's very good, very explosive down the field, very fast. He's different, you know. But for us comparing receivers for he and OBJ, I mean they're different to me, so I can't compare that. But he has a chance. Both of them have a chance to have great careers.
Two quick questions about Landry. This is different than the Gordon question. But he actually declared himself the best receiver in the NFL. Let's start with that, and then I have a follow-up.
Well, I mean, that's a mindset of a receiver. When you say you're the best in the NFL, so that's, you know, that's the chip that you have to have on your shoulder. But, again, you have to go out there and prove it. So all this means nothing. So we just have to go out there and work hard each every day.
And the follow-up is, can a guy like that set the tone for a Corey Coleman and really kind of show him the way of what he can?
Most definitely. I mean, whenever you have a guy who's done some things and goes out and works hard each and every day, you know, and being a leader, you know, not as far as, you know, just a motivation or emotional leader, but also a guy who goes and works hard and prepares.
We're asking you to talk about things that other guys have talked about a lot here. Is it more like, hey, that's a good bar to shoot for, or do you talk to these guys after and say, hey, maybe –
That's in the room. We talk about stuff like that in the room. So I don't talk about all that stuff out here. So there's an expectation. You know, the biggest thing is culture. You know, coming here, you want to develop a culture. Culture is not just doing something, but it's an art form where everybody's contagious that's in the room. So there's always a standard, but you want to, in this room, the standard has to be higher than everybody else who's outside the room.
Do you ever get tired of the drama that seems to go with the receiver position?
I was born for this, I guess. I don't know. I say sometimes I could just open up my office, you know, and start seeing patients at the end of my career. I'd be certified, stamped.
Get another
mask. What's it been like to have a guy like Tyrod throwing the ball to your receivers? I mean, that has to help everybody.
Yes. I've heard great things about Tyrod from other coaches that I've coached with, and for his, you know, I'm just excited about it. I get into work early. He's there early every day. He's like consistent. He's there late, and it's just been pleasant. You know, for a guy, you know, I was not quite surprised, but well pleased, you know, the first day of just throwing outside and the deeper routes and the accuracy and the things like that. I was very, very surprised in being around him. And so I'm excited about what he does and what he brings to the team.
How's good. Damien Ratley coming?
Last one here.
Who's that?
Damien Ratley. How's
he? He's coming along fine. He's breaking out again. You know, being a rookie, there's a lot of stuff coming at him. And so now once they start sifting it out, you can see him now. It's kind of slowing down for him, not as much. So he's made some strides, and even that play he made yesterday was huge.
Thank you.